5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. How confidential is that text that you're sending your realtor? Has it been posted on a website where 10, 20, 30, maybe more thousands of people are commenting on it as we speak? One of the ones I saw recently on a website was surprising to me to see. And I look at these, I scan these, I don't spend a lot of time on them. But I did see one where someone posted a text about not getting a listing. And if all of us in this business posted every message or text or phone call that we ever got in our careers about that, I don't think we'd be able to work. It'd be a full-time job. This is a revolving door business. There's always doors opening, doors closing, new doors being built, and doors being removed. Like, all kinds of activity happens. So the one thing that I've noticed with these kinds of things, and again, these are, there's many of these Facebook realtor groups where, there's basically, it's sort of a locker room, and it's sort of a, at the same time, it's just a complaining session, a giant complaining session about something that may have happened, good or bad, I don't know. A lot of times it's both. But the issue for me is that, A, it's a confidential issue. You know, if stuff like that happens, if we discuss things, you're not going to be getting me sharing any of our texts on any public groups or anywhere for that matter. Number one. Number two, there is sort of a game plan, some logic behind why some people maybe have this happen to them more often than others. I can't say specifically because I don't know the players, but I can tell you that if you're someone that spends hours and hours and hours on Facebook groups and you're, you know, of the 500 comments, yours is 50% of them, chances are you're probably spending time talking to the wrong people. My goal is to be communicating with the people that, again, are my, you know, employers, that are my clients, that are the ones who are keeping me busy, that put food on my table, that allow me to take care of my my blind wife. To be able to do everything in my life that I need to do is only because I aim to connect with the best people possible. And this is, again, part of your hiring process. When you're choosing a realtor to represent you, you want someone who isn't going to be spending more time talking in the locker room than actually out on the field doing the work. And again, even doing a podcast for me is more productive than spending any amount of time commenting on, again, just a Facebook rant or anything like that. So yes, I use Facebook, yes, I use Twitter, yes, I use Instagram, all of them. But I've got a rule that I've had for many years, and I call it the 3-comment rule. So if there's a conversation that's going on and it takes more than 3 comments to get to an answer, or it's not going anywhere after 3 comments for me, and it's an important topic, then I will generally, you know, connect with that person privately, get on the phone, whatever. If it's a discussion like that. But the one thing I don't believe in is getting, you know, tied up into comments for hundreds of comments, again, on things that may not be, actually doing anything at all for my business, and of course, doing nothing at all for your listings and your, for your needs. Because again, bottom line is I have to make sure I bring value to you. And if I don't, and if the podcast that I do and the technology that I use and all the things that I bring to the table that are unique, if I'm not bringing my value, then again, you're not getting your money's worth, and you deserve that, and you deserve much more. So for me, this is all a matter of, it boils down to trust. Who can you trust? And it's very simple. I say that, you know, you need to be able to hire someone that you can trust. If you left $100,000 cash on your dining table and you weren't there, you need to trust someone who will not take that money off the table if you were not there and not steal that money from you, because the realtor you hire might not steal your money, but they certainly may steal your time. And unfortunately, they may also steal your confidence. They might steal your confidentiality. And again, share that with other people. And that's also something that you don't want to get involved in. You don't want that kind of a, you know, of representation. I hope you don't. If you wish to discuss this in any length, by all means, feel free to reach out to me directly. paul.indrigo@c21.ca is my email. And you can always reach me through realestatepodcastshow.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.